finally, to his responsibility, he stood up and he said to the church, "Dear church, now we're going to sing the song number 3. 1, 2, 3. And everybody was kind of laughing because it was supposed to say just 3. But he said 1, 2, and 3. So sometimes when we are learning something new, we are afraid of how to react in front of people. And every time I stand before you, I need to be honest, I always feel that, you know, chill inside my heart. How I'm going to do? How I'm going to do today? Lord, please help me. Help me. It's a challenge every time. But you know, you have to do it in God's name. In God's name. So at this moment, I invite you to close your eyes and let's pray. Wonderful Father, what a responsibility. At the same time, what an honor to be in your presence. Lord, at this time I ask that you may come and fill our hearts and fill our souls with your Holy Spirit. In this special celebration, communion, we want to follow Jesus' example. But just as that man in the past, following the example of those before him, he did his best. Probably not as he was expected to do. We are called today to follow your example. To do just what you do. But sometimes we miss the point. Help us, O Lord. Teach us. As we open your word, may light come to our lives and we may see what is going on inside us. But may light come to our path that leads us to Jesus and follow his example. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Let's go to the book of John. Once more, John chapter 1. And we're going to read from verses 1 through 5. You have read this text so many times, and probably you know it by heart. You know? I want you to open your Bible. I'm going to be reading from the New Living Translation. But if you have the New King James, or the King James, or the New International Version, or if you have any version, you follow and you see that it's going to say basically the same thing, probably in different words. But I choose this text here, the New Living Translation, this morning to apply the word to us. So it says, "In the beginning, the Word already existed. The Word was with God, and the Word was God. He existed in the beginning with God. God created everything through him, and nothing was created except through him. The Word gave life to everything that was created, and his life brought what? Light to everyone. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness can never extinguish it." You know, when you wake up in the middle of the night and you don't want to wake up your wife, your husband, or you don't want to wake up yourself. You have to go to the bathroom, So what you do not turn the light on because you want to, you know, respect the person in the room, your wife, your husband, or even if you're by yourself, you don't want to wake up, you want to, you know, just go and do what you have to do and come back and continue sleeping. But just imagine when you're coming back, you heat and you hurt your little toe right at the corner of your bed. How has it ever happened to you? Oh, thank the Lord, it's not only with me. And all of a sudden you wake up your wife, you wake up yourself, and that happens. Why? Because you decided to do that in the dark. You know? Darkness. This is the problem when we decided to do things in the dark. Do you know this? That darkness is not something in itself. Darkness is a result of something. Darkness is the result of the absence of light. If you do not have light, you are in darkness. But if you decide just to turn the light on, where does the darkness go? It flees, disappears. It does not exist anymore because you now have light. It's not that light takes darkness somewhere. It's just that darkness just vanishes, disappears. It is amazing. I always thank God every morning we turn the light on. Do you do that? Do you thank God every morning when you turn the light on? They say, Lord, praise to you because we have light. We take it for granted, don't we? We just miss and see how important light is when? We need it all the time, but we just know the value of light when we don't have it. When you go to the switch and turn it on, and what happened? This is what happens. We just value light when we don't have it. Darkness, when we are in darkness. The text says here this morning that the Word that was with God, that is God, that were in the beginning with God, it says that He is light. And His life brought what to this world? Light. Where, you know, Jesus is, He is light. He does not have light. He is light. So where Jesus is, light is there. There is light. Because He is darkness. I don't know if I'm speaking to someone here that feels that is living right now in darkness. Yes, there's sometimes that we live, you know, we feel some dark moments in our lives. We all go through, you know, dark moments in our lives. The point is, the question is, where did I leave Jesus? If we invite Jesus to come into our lives, darkness will simply disappear. Darkness will not go to a corner of our lives. Darkness will not be surrounding us. Darkness will disappear. If we continue to read John, the first chapter, it says that the light came to the world, And those who saw the light, they rejected the light. They wanted to live in darkness. Why is that? That those, you know, that was, I think, when I look in the life of Jesus, you know, we always think of the supreme sacrifice as being at the cross. When he died on the cross, he was, you know, doing his ultimate sacrifice. But just imagine the ultimate sacrifice when he came upon this earth, being the light, being the one who would bring light to everyone who accepted him. And all of a sudden, he came to his own, and his own turned his back to him. To feel rejected. That is his sacrifice. I'm sure you and I have sometime in our lives we have felt rejected. It's an awful feeling. Terrible to feel rejected. And we all go through that in different ways, but sometimes even it is just our minds, but we feel rejected. Now imagine Jesus come to say, I have come to my people and they have rejected me. You and I, we don't think that we would ever reject Jesus. If he would come our days, oh, that would be so good. Oh, if we could have him, you know, here at the Wayne Church preaching to us. Oh, that would be so good. But sometimes we reject him. Why is that? Let's go to Ephesians. Ephesians chapter 5. And I want to conclude, you know, just reading this text. Ephesians chapter 5, verse, let's start from verse 10. Look at what it says. Carefully determine that pleases the Lord. Take no part in the worthless deeds of evil and darkness. Instead, expose them. It is shameful even to talk about the things that ungodly people do in secret. Look verse 13 now. But their evil intentions will be exposed when the light shines on them. You see that? You see why we tend to reject light in our lives? Because when light comes to our lives, what happens? Our evil intents are what? Exposed. Who likes to be exposed? Who likes that your evil intentions be exposed to everybody? This is shameful. You don't want to see that. You want that to keep a secret. You want to just have control of that. And only you know those shameful things of your life. But when Jesus comes in, you feel terrible. You know, I had the privilege of baptizing Lucia a couple years ago. And she once came to me and said, Pastor, I've never felt so terrible in my life as after I was baptized and I became a Seventh-day Adventist. And I said, Lucia, why is that? Why do you feel that? And she said, because before I knew Jesus, everything was all right in my life. Everything was, it was okay. But now that I have known Jesus and he has come to my life, I see how sinner I am. What's wrong with me, Pastor? And I said, Lucia, there's nothing wrong with you. Life. Light came to your life So now you can see how sinful you are. Just go to Jesus and ask Him to forgive your life. Forgive your sins. To wash away, to cleanse you from all that is that you can see now that you couldn't see before you accepted Jesus. So probably as you ask today, life to come to your life, as you participate in the bread and the wine, representing the body and the blood of Jesus Christ, may you invite Him into your life. But remember, when He comes, He is light. If you start seeing things in your life that displease you, just go to Him and ask Him to wash it away. And talking about washing it away, you know, there is this lady. And every day, she was doing, you know, the house chore, the house duties, the work of the house. And every day, she would have to come and wash the dishes. And right in front of the sink where she would wash the dishes, there was this big window. And through this window, she could see the neighbor's houses. And she, while she was working, she was looking this neighbor, that one, and that one. You know, but that neighbor over there caught her attention. She couldn't believe her eyes because the neighbor was just, you know, hang dirty clothes to dry. You don't see that much here in the States. We put in a dryer. But in Brazil, people doesn't have, you know, dryer. They just hang the clothes outside. You can see all the neighbors having, you know, their clothes outside. Everybody knows what you're going to wear tomorrow and later on. Yes. And there's no shame on that. Everybody knows that. So she was looking. So you know it's not here. It's probably in Brazil. This lady does not living in the States. So she was looking and she was, I can't believe my eyes. This neighbor, how dirty, how shameful, how could she do that? Just hang dirty clothes to dry. They don't seem to be so poor that they can buy soap. She's lazy. How could she treat her family just like that? And she would come and talk all these to her husband and say, look how our neighbor is so dirty, so lazy. And the husband would listen to what she was saying. And every day was the same thing. But one day she went to the store. When she came back, she had this pile of dishes to wash as usual. And she went to the sink and start washing the dishes and looking the neighbors. And she was surprised. She couldn't believe her eyes. You know, that neighbor, that lazy, you know, that, you know, very dirty person, all of a sudden she was hanging, wow, white, clean clothes. And she couldn't believe what happened. What a transformation. And she was, this is beautiful. This is nice. Did somebody tell her? And the husband came into the kitchen and said, honey, this morning when you went to the store, I went outside and I washed the window. So that's why now you can see the white and clean clothes of our neighbor. Jesus said that the light of our bodies is the eye. Do you see and look around you and you see sinners, dirty, dishonest, gossipers? You see a lot of people and you say, shame on them. How could they go out just like that? Can't they see how dirty they are? But then you ask Jesus to come into your life and to wash you. And he comes and washes the light of your body, your eyes. And you go out and see, what happened? All that dirty, all that sin, all that disgusting, it's all gone. And then you realize that the problem was not in your neighbor, was not in your husband, was not in your wife, was not in your parents, in your brothers, in your sisters. The problem was with you. So today, you have the opportunity to let Jesus wash the windows of your soul, your eyes, your heart, your body. Just participating in this communion, in this celebration. I want to invite you to participate. Let Jesus wash you so you're going to see the world in a different way. Before that, we're going to go down and get prepared, get cleansed. Washing each other's feet. That's the humility service. We're going to show how we are here to serve and not be served, washing each other's feet. When we are ready, we're going to come and participate in this great miracle of cleansing. May God bless you. Amen.